everybody. We're going to talk about acceptance today. As this subject, I'm sure many of us keep thinking about the whole idea of being accepted by others, by God, me accepting others, me accepting you, you accepting me. The reason we choose to talk on this deep subject, important subject, is because if you look at the word mekubal, what they translate in Hebrew to a Kabbalist, the word mekubal also means acceptance. And the idea is why with the translation of the word mekubal that mean Kabbalist or acceptance mean like that? So we initiate and we took a decision to go ahead and getting deep into this subject. And I hope you at home will enjoy that very much. I think it's important. So let's start. Now, if we look at our universe, one of the most important things that people are looking for is to be accepted. You know, people use the word, I've been accepted to college, to school, to the best school in the country. I was accepted to that party, to that club. People want to feel accepted. The question is, why? Where is it all begin? Where is that drive of being accepted come from? Why do you want to be accepted? Why even teenager, children, it's a driving force. Nothing is more powerful than that driving force that we want to be accepted. A wife would like to be accepted by the husband. A husband would like to be accepted by the wife. Children want to be accepted by the parents. Parents would like to be accepted by the children. We all living in that engine that it's burning desire to be accepted. I want to be accepted. People dress nice to be accepted. People dress not so nice as a teenager also to be accepted into the not nice dressing group. So it's a force. It's a force, and we today need to make study on that, need to make an effort on that. And we will talk from the point of God, from the point of the Creator, from the point of people, from the point of me. I mean, if we look at player in this universe, according to spirituality, Kabbalah, mystical study, Sufi, Christianity, Islam, everybody will talk about the same thing, Hindu, Zen. And what is this same thing? They talk about three forces. Always three. The number three is a very holy number. You have the Creator, the Divine. And in different religions, they call it a different name. You have you. And you have the other individual. That's the three player of your entire life. Meaning every time you're talking to another person, there is another player there, which is the Creator. Every time somebody is connecting to you, there is another force called the Divine, God, the Creator, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. But remember, there is a three-player game. Now, how is that has to do with acceptance? How is that to do with being accepted by God, by the other person, me accepting them? Because what's missing in the world today, if we look at it? Three things, right? Connection to a force, connection to something higher, connection to a divine, connection to an understanding of the divine, being aware of the divine. Now, when a person is connected to a divine, when we're communicating to our children, wife, husband, friend, if we have that awareness, that force accepting me, it will be less pressure for me for the way I'm talking to the other individual. Because what we did with our life, what is the biggest crime we did? Is that we are so busy to see who is accepting us, instead of developing an engine within us that we will be able to accept other people. We all day long looking who is accepting us. I was in Italy one time in Rome. And I was seeing like in a restaurant where we're sitting next to a family. The husband was in a very bad mood. Screaming, yelling. The kids didn't feel accepted by the father. The wife definitely didn't feel like being accepted by the husband. It was a mess. A mess. Seemed like good family were going through a rough time. As they're leaving the restaurant, they were going away. We were going the other direction, and we met in a different location in Rome. If you know Rome, there's so much to do. And then I feel that the wife, looking, the wife is so crushed. The kids are so crushed. They look like a grapes who become a raisin from being crushed so bad. And as the wife passing through the security guy gave a compliment to the wife. And the wife, from being a raisin, came back to grapes and shine. Whoop! And everything felt better again. But she didn't get the energy from the husband. She got the energy from that guard who said something in Italian. I don't know how to say it, what he said. But she was happy. Of course, the husband get jealous. But then the husband tried to be nice and also give energy to his wife and make her feel accepted by him, like the God gave the feeling to his wife, who happened to be a beautiful woman. Why am I telling you this story? Sometimes we become thirsty. Thirsty for love. Thirsty for acceptance. Feeling important. Feeling with value. So there is a danger there. The danger there is that in that moment, you no longer believe that there is a higher force. You no longer believe that there is a divine. You start looking for attention or being accepted by whoever offers you energy. And it's not a sin against the husband or a sin against the wife. I see many husbands going through the same thing. They don't get the compliment they want from the wife. And what they do is right away, they're falling into that addiction to acceptance. So they look for any woman in the room who will just tell them how great they are. And then they get fulfilled. But what they're forgetting, we all forgetting it, that there is a higher force. There is a divine. Do you believe, listen carefully, do you believe that that higher force called the creator, the divine God, light, whatever language you want to call it, accept you just the way you are? Or you believe that that force called the divine not accepting you? Then what do? You go ahead and you're looking for a little attention from a human being. And you're going to get it. And once you're going to get it, 5 minutes later, you will be empty again. One of the number one cause of cheating, people don't cheat because they hate the partner. People cheat because they want to be accepted. They want to be included. They want to be loved. But if they feel the wife or the husband or the partner not accepting them, they don't call it cheating. They go ahead and looking for love somewhere else. They go ahead and looking for a partnership somewhere else. I met many couples in business or romantic couple that cheat on each other. I always say to them one thing. I say, my dear friend, how did it start? All the time start in the same way. Their love life going on empty. They don't feel accepted by their partner. And then they have to go somewhere else. But think about it. If you feel that you've been accepted by the divine, you have enough power. You have enough power. When you have that enough power, at least 50% of you is fulfilled, at least. More even. So when you have 50 to 60% fulfilled, then you have 40% to go. So if your husband or your wife or somebody is giving you a hard time, it doesn't diminish that energy of the Creator accepting you. And that's why one of the most important things is not to have self-doubts about the fact that the Creator, the Divine, the Light accepting you, never doubt it. Because once you doubt it, everything starts to fall apart. You have to feel, wow, wow, I've been accepted by the Creator. Because otherwise, we are going into two-player game. And once you have two-player game, you're going to lose. If I accept you and you accept me, I'm telling you there is only fight that can come from it. But if you include three-player, you, me, and the divine, only good can come from it. Because now we have three-player. And the main player is that relationship from the divine. Now let's go deeper there. What if I feel the Creator, the Divine, not accepting me? It happened to many people after they did something wrong. If you're religious or spiritual, normally you feel if you commit a crime, commit a sin, you stole, you cheat, you look at another woman, you look at another man, you feel like at that moment, okay, God said to the angel, forget about that person, I'm not accepting him. Can't say that. The Creator accepting you. What the sin did, what the crime did, it gives you the feeling that the Creator is not accepting you. That's just a feeling. And what happened right after? It's almost like there is a four hyenas chasing zebra. You know, herds of zebra. I don't know if they can do that, but let's say. So once one zebra turning left and the rest of the herds going to the right, the zebra start feeling I did a terrible mistake. At that moment that the zebra starts judging itself, that's the time that the hyena get closer on the zebra and eat it. When you do a mistake, at that moment, you need to believe that whatever you turn left or right, from the Creator point of view, you've been accepted the same level that before. Just you, because of the crime, because of the negative energy you revealed, you create a blockage, you create a curtain between you and the divine, between you and the wonderful energy that wants to come to you. And that's the sad part about life. So going back, one of the things that missing in people connection, communication, is to understand there is always a connection between you and the divine. Now, what about if you don't believe that there is God? You don't believe there is God. So the joke is, if you don't believe there is God, if you don't believe there is a divine, maybe because you don't believe God is accept you. Because if you believe God is accept you, maybe you will start to believe that there is God. But that's it's just a joke. And if you, by now you don't believe that there is a divine or God, I'm not here to convince you. That's not my job. My job is to share with you a philosophical or a study or an understanding of being accepted by the higher force. Now, accepting others is a tool to connect to the Creator. Why? Let's say you see somebody who did something negative. You see them while they're doing it. At the moment that you're not accepting them, you disconnect from them. At the moment you disconnect from them, you're no longer acting as God, as the divine, as the light. So what happened to you? What exactly happened to you? When a person is disconnected from another human being because they did something wrong, you're not acting as the divine. So at that moment, you also disconnect yourself from the divine. Then you're falling into a loneliness, and that's becoming a problem. So this is another way of looking at things, why sometimes you're falling into depression. God is sending you wrong people every day. Those wrong people are coming every day for one reason, to make sure that when you accept them as they are, you will be able to accept yourself as you are. Because if you don't accept yourself as you are, you will not be able to feel how the divine, how this universe accepting you the way you are. I hope it's that clear. It's a unique concept that can change the entire world. When you see people around full of doubts, full of negativity, self-doubts themselves, I'm not happy. Why? Simple. Because those people do not believe that the divine, the creator, accepting them the way they are. And because of that, they self-doubt themselves. I know a person that rather be poor and miserable and no love life, nothing, just for the sake that people give him attention. Can you imagine? If you want just people to accept you, there is other ways to get there. But the shortest way to get there is to be miserable all day long, being sick, being on a wheelchair, being, I'm not talking about people, God forbid, who cannot walk anymore. I'm talking about the people who choose that way as a way of life, to be miserable. Miserable.com, victim.com, whatever you want to call it. Always miserable. And now everybody look around and say, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. Such a poor person. So everybody give them energy. But they're not willing to accept what? To accept responsibility for whatever is going on in their life. It's a very important lesson, my friend. Because this is, whoever listened to it, there is one thing I can promise you. Your life will change immediately. Your life will change. And this is not a promise or a claim, because I cannot control you if you're going to do it the right way or not the right way. Of course, you can call me and I do the best I can to coach you how to use that. But to accept responsibility instead of sitting there and feeling pity for yourself and feeling victim and feeling miserable and loving it. Yes, loving it. Why are we loving it? Because that's the way we accept being accepted to a group of people that are very important. What does the rich person want? To find a miserable person so he can help. So the rich feel value at that moment. The rich start to accepting himself by finding somebody miserable. But the somebody miserable stay miserable because they want to be accepted by the rich person. It's unique, right? It's amazing. Amazing. We are drawing all kind of negative situation into our life just to be accepted by the people that we, in our mind, accepting them. For example, a sick person getting often sick. If somebody gets sick every time with a different thing, he wants to be accepted by the health group, by doctors, by healers. So he's getting attention from doctors, or he's getting attention from healers. Some people always are being miserable in the relationship because they love to talk to psychologists. They want to be accepted by psychologists. What type of thing are you drawing into your life? What type of thing are you want to be accepted by? Remember, the cure is to accept others. So you start to look around you. Which people in your life you're not willing to accept? Which people in your life you're not willing to accept? The other day, I don't know if I ever shared it with you, I was watching, it was a show on HBO. Forgive me, not remember the name, but it was about taking teenagers that commit a crime, bad crime. And instead of going to prison, they give them a chance to go to a boot camp. I think it was in Miami. And you should see the struggle of those kids. Not every kid made it. The kids who accept responsibility that their behavior put them there in prison start to change. The kids who believe that it was random went to prison 20 years, 30 years. So sad. People tell you you can go to prison for 30 years or you change in 3 months period of training. Wouldn't you take the 3 months to change? Obviously, yes, right? But it's not about that. It's not about the physical behavior. What's the storm that going on in your brain? Who you want to be accepted by? If you want to be accepted by the gang that they tell you how great you are and how tough you are, that's all what you're going to do. That's all what you're going to do. So start, develop yourself, raising your bar to a higher level, and start looking to be accepted first by the divine. Second, believe, know, have certainty that the divine accepting you the way you are. Third, start looking around you and feel people accepting you the way you are. And then accept people the way they are. And then things start shifting. You can't shift gear without acceptance. You can't. You can't shift gear without acceptance. There is the most famous story with Jesus, right? When Jesus cured the people with the skin disease, right? He went to the people with the skin disease, start curing them. Nobody want to talk to somebody with a skin disease. It's contagious. Who would go to a person with a skin disease that's contagious to be near them? What they used to do, they used to put them in a cave or in a almost like a refugee city. And you stay there, everybody with a skin disease. And most of them die. So Jesus went, right, and started helping the people. And he gets closer to them. How can that be? How can that be that he will go there? The power of acceptance. He felt that God is accepting him the way he is. He could accept people the way they are. People start to accepting him the way he was, because it was different. He left his tribe. All those things, miracle, happen when you start doing this acceptance theory. That's why it's called Mekubal. That's why it's called Kabbalist. If we look at Abraham in the Bible, Abraham, you all know Abraham, right? Talking about Abraham, I mean, Abraham, our father, right? The father of Isaac. He accepted responsibility when God told him to leave his home. He accepted responsibility, right? When God sent him to Egypt and then his wife was kidnapped. He accepted because he always felt the responsibility that God was choosing him. You need to be chosen. You need to be accepted by the divine. But if you not accept the fact that the divine accepting you, why would you feel great? How can you feel? We just started the lecture like that by saying one of the things that people are looking for is to be accepted. That's it. That's it. You're looking at me right now. Think about it. What is the one drive you want? To be accepted by something, by someone. The danger is what type of group you want to be accepted by. All right, let's move on. Now, sometimes you have to go to a test, meaning that test, we can call it hell. On the way to heaven, you have to go through hell. What's the reason to go to hell? Why do I have to go to that? Basically, if you look at your tough time, there is one thing happened to you when you go into a tough time. You learn to accept yourself the way you are. And that's a tough one. Because you start to know who you are. And you start to know how much power you have. And that's the most beautiful thing. So, do we have to go through a tough time? Yeah. Why? Because you discover yourself. So, you have to go through as a professional athlete, a professional businessman, as a person who worship God, a person who's got married, a father to a kid, mother to a kid, son to a parent. Every person has to go through their relationship, through their health, through their business, through some hell. And those people who are capable to that time to accept themselves the way they are, start loving themselves, start accepting themselves. And at that moment, there is something very unique that happened. Once you start accepting yourself, you know for sure that the divine accepting you. People who don't believe that there is a divine, normally not accepting themselves. They're just saying it, but truly they don't accept themselves. Because there is a certain feeling, a great feeling about accepting yourself. You know, when you study hypnosis, one of the things that they teach you is not to fight whatever you try to change. They tell you to accept it. For example, women or men want to lose weight. So instead of saying, I don't want that 20 pound in my body, one of the things they teach you in hypnosis is to see how you want to become or how you look like. So basically your vision, you have to have a vision of how you want to be. But you don't hate your body now with that extra 20 pound. You have to talk to your body and say, I love you the way you are. I accept you the way you are. And then you vision how you want it to be. But you don't go against the fat, because the fat in your body or something you don't like about your body, unfortunately, will start to go to war with you. And when you go to war against that fat has to stay because it starts fighting with you. It's rebellious like you. Most of the fat that we, extra fat we develop in our body, it's coming as an emotional thing. It's a blockage. It's a fear of receiving love. It's a fear of somebody love me. It's a fear of somebody accepting me. It's me not accepting others. It's almost like a protection shield around me. But where does it come from? Because I don't accept myself. So first, you need almost to do exercise that you love your body. You love your fat part of the body. You love everything about your body. And once you love and accept your body the way it is, then you're ready to go to the next level. If you do not accept the way you are right now, you're not willing and you're not ready to go to the next level. Remember that. Accepting the way you are will take you to the next level. Now, if you don't accept yourself the way you are right now, let's say you feel you're too fat, or you're too tall, or you're too short, then people will come and tell you something about it, and you get insulted. Because all what you're trying to do is to cover up for your fat. So you put, I don't know, big dresses or large shirt, large size shirt, so nobody sees your fat. So you try to cover the thing that you're ashamed of because you didn't accept it. And then people will point to you exactly the area what you try to hide. Why is that? Why are we drawing that? Because this is the one area in your life that you are not accepting, but you still want to accept, you want to be accepted by others. So you're getting the energy of others, but you're getting the negative energy of others. I hope that's clear. It's a very, very important. So that's the reason of going to hell, meaning a terrible situation in our life. You know, I was working in a rehab for a long time, and as I'm giving lecture there, giving private coaching, meeting kids, meeting parents, meeting husband, meeting wife, there is a set part. There's a certain set part between husband and wife, between kids and mothers and kids, father and kids. So I met everybody. I met mothers who fell into drugs. I met father who fell into a problem. I met a different things that fell into different problem and different addiction. And as you see those people falling into that addiction, you realize that there is something that all in the same time, they want to be loved. The kids that fall into drugs want to be loved. The kids that fall into a problem want to be accepted. The parents accepting the kids, they're just not accepting the drugs. If there is one thing they're not willing to accept, is the drugs. So what they do, they take the kids and put them in a rehab. Now once the kid's going to the rehab, he's going there and he's hating the parents for putting them there. He thinks the parents is not accepting him. So what happened? He learned the rules of the rehab. He stayed in there for 3 or 4 months, paid the $30,000, get out of the rehab and start drugs again. Why? Why? Because he couldn't get to the core of everything that your parents accepting you. They just don't accept the drugs that killing your ability to see that your parents accepting you. It's a unique thing. I once had a wife, very heavy on some type of severe addiction. And I met with her husband, I met with her. You know, you're giving like private lecture like that. And she just want to get out of there. But she went to the rehab about 10 times. So she tried to get out of it. That was her mission in life, to get out of the rehab. So people look at getting out of the rehab as the goal. But that it's not the goal. The goal is to change. The goal is to become better. Because if you not become better in accepting yourself and feeling the divine accepting you and feeling that the people accepting you, you will not be able to get to your goal. Because your goal in life is to feel that accepted by everybody. And the acceptance is a concept that once you win that, you cannot become addicted. Because you loved. Because you accepted. What do you need? You fulfill. If you feel you need something to feel more accepted by others, that's when you first step, I'm telling you a secret, the first step is You can choose between those two. Either to jump and feel that the divine accepting you, and that usually doesn't work, or to start from you accepting yourself, and that's usually 100% work. So you start like that. You accepting yourself, then feel that the creator accepting you, then feel people accepting you. Now, on the way to get to you accepting yourself, the tools is to start finding people that you don't know accept. And by you accepting them, or accept the part about them that you don't like, it will allow you to accept the part about you that you don't like in an easier way. I just want to share that. All right. So again, we're more busy, let's summarize. We're more busy with people accepting us. We're not busy with us accepting others. So that needs to change. It's a very, very important subject. And once we change that, everything starts to become better. Now, if you look at the Bible, the beautiful thing about King David, we know that King David, one of the amazing things about King David was not somebody before he was a king. He was a shepherd, not even famous. Nothing. He was nobody. Shepherd in the mountain. His father put him in the mountain, and his brother were busy with the important thing. He became king because he accepting the fact of being a shepherd. It's the best thing that he can be, and he loved it. So some people need to be so rich, so important, so beautiful, six pack, all those things, so they can accept themselves. And even then they don't. Why? Because they're using external thing to accepting themselves. But the truth, they never accepted themselves. So they're buying big home, private jet, amazing car, and they still don't accept themselves. King David was able to be a shepherd. Few sheep, few goat, going in a mountain of Israel, those of you who know where it is. What kind of life is that? When your brother and your famous father is being accepted by all the tribe of Israel, and you are shepherd, and you feel that there is something about you unique, because the king knows that he's a king. And a king in Kabbalah means that he has spiritual crown. So when Samuel the prophet comes to the house of Ishai and say, God spoke to me, in your house is the king of Israel. Where is he? Ishai, the father, put all the son, strong, powerful. He hide King David in the mountain because he didn't look like them. Samuel of being a prophet, look above their head and looking for the crown. Didn't find any crown. He was not looking for the six pack. He was looking for the man that the creator, the divine, the light accepted to be the king. He said, do you have more children? Ishai said, yes, I do have one more. But that one kid, it's not exactly fit to be a king. So I want to see him. He went, see a shepherd on a physical shepherd, not becoming a king. He became a king. He became the greatest king of all time. Nobody can talk about any other king in any religion. He became a better king than King David. He passed all the tests. Every test possible. From God, from people, from wife, from everything. From best friend who tried to kill him. Passed all. What was his secret? He accepted himself the way he is. He knew that the Creator accepting him would love the whole time, and he accepted others. Once you go through those three things, you are a king. What makes you a king is the power of acceptance. That's what makes you a king. So, if we look at creation, in the beginning of creation, according to Rabbi Isaac Luria, the divine want to give everything. Why we don't have everything? The reason we don't have everything is because as human, as a receiver, we're not yet there to have certainty that we can have everything. The power of acceptance gives us the ability to accept the responsibility. And that's why we've been chosen, we've been accepted by the divine. Whatever it is, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they suffer a lot. Moses suffered a lot. But they were accepted by the Creator. They didn't try. Isaac didn't try to be Abraham. Abraham didn't try to be Adam. Jacob didn't try to be Isaac. Joseph didn't try to be like his brother. His brother didn't try to be like Joseph. Because they accept themselves as they are. The energy of the Creator, the energy of the Divine, that want to give you everything, health, money, relationship, love, it's all there. But are you there? The question, are you there? Now, if you're not there, then you shouldn't have expectation of being accepted because you're not there to feel that. So one of the things that the Mishnah and the Talmud write is that the person has to think with this verse, I will say it in Hebrew, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The universe was created for me. It's ego, right? The universe was created for me, only for me. Why would the person need to think about it? So the Talmud, the Mishnah, write like that. Because when a person thinks like that, he feels that he's been accepted by the divine. He's been accepted by that creator force, by the beautiful force of the universe. And at that moment, once you feel great that the universe was created for you and you know you've been accepted, when somebody comes and bother you, it doesn't bother you really that much. You're not in minus. You're always running on plus. You're not bothered if you gain 20 pounds or if you're too tall, if you're too short, or if people don't accept you. You say to yourself, they will get there. They will get there to get to where the Creator is. It's all beautiful once we change something. Now, so to get to a place where we can achieve, where we can be understanding, that the Creator is accepting us, we need to accept responsibility for it. Because let's understand why we don't receive things, right? Because we don't believe God is accepting, you know? Second, we don't accept the concept of the divine. Or we don't accept ourselves the way we are now. So it's about me, it's about people, and about the divine. If you accept yourself as you are now, the gift for that is you're going to see what's the next thing to do. Clarity about the future comes from me accepting the present as it is. Clarity about what I'm supposed to do with my life cannot be there without accepting yourself. I tell you, when I was very young, really young, 6 years old, I start to feel things, I start to hear things. Spirit of the dead, angel, different mystical thing. But of course it was nobody to talk to. I start reading people's mind. I start knowing who they are. I start knowing who is dangerous and who is good. But who are you going to talk to? Age 12, who are you going to talk to? It's not cool. Everybody's going and playing with people. I was going to the forest looking at birds and try to connect to a bird, try to connect to a flower, try to connect to a tree. Pretty weird kids at that time. But I quite frankly didn't care. I accept myself the way I am. And I felt that that's beautiful divine energy, that the divine accepted me. The one part I couldn't pass is people accepting me. And that's the part that from time to time I used to fall into. You know, can I make people accept me? But it's something that you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice for that? If you're willing to be phony and fake just for people to like you, you can get it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do whatever people want you to do, and then they will accept you. It will not be real, because then you sell your soul to the devil. You're no longer connected to the divine. You're no longer connected to you. You're connected to the disease, which is worse than cocaine and heroin, is the disease of approval. You're seeking to be approved by the people or accepted by only by human being. And then you become addicted to it all day long. To know that you've been accepted by the divine, to know that who you are now is the best of what you can be, and then that part will be accepted by people, that's beautiful union. That's called the three most important points in your life. Many times people going from high school to college, they want to be included in that party, this party, they do drugs. Yesterday I was sitting at a fundraising party, gentleman next to me, share with me some information, sad information. And he told me, you know, Eliyahu, the friend of his daughter go to a very expensive school, and the people told her, if you want to be accepted to our unique group of the 11th grade, you have to do drugs. Whoever is not doing drugs is not invited to nothing, not to party, not to nothing. So, wow, what do? So you go ahead and do drugs now to be accepted by people? Or you first develop yourself? Because everything is time. If you accept yourself as you are right now, and you feel that force, the divine accepting you, then you will draw different type of people into your life. But if you don't have those two things, you will start drawing those people until you do drugs, and then we'll accept you. And that's acceptance with condition, which is very dangerous. If we're talking about Moses, it's written that Moses received or accept the Torah from God. But God said that he gave the Torah. Now when God gave the Torah, he gave the Ten Tablets, the two tablets, the Ten Commandments. He said, Matan Torah, giving of the Torah. But from Moses' point of view, it's the accepting of the Torah. Why didn't he say that all the people accepted? Because to get to Moses' level were able to get to what Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph were able to get to. It's called, in our modern language, it's called quantum physics, or the power of one, meaning that you understand everything is one. There's no bad day or good day. There's no healthy or sick. There's not good romantic event or bad romantic event. It's all one. It's all unique. It's all amazing. But because we are living in a universe that we have these ups and downs, and we all day long looking to be accepted by people instead of being accepted by ourselves and then by the divine and then by people, then we're stuck. The order always have to start with you, accepting yourself the way you are. Then if you want to change it, change it. You want to lose weight, lose weight. You want to become a better person, better person. You have to first step, accept yourself as you are now. For example, you have anger issue. What is anger? It's a feeling. It's an emotional feeling. Why are you angry? You're angry because you're afraid of something. Anger is a show of emotion. You just cannot control that emotion. That's why they call it anger management. You got to manage it better. It's emotions. Some people cannot control the emotion of sadness. So, are you accepting yourself with your issue, with your problem? Then you will be able to change it. If you're not forgiving yourself, you will not be able to move to the next point. My dear friend, I hope this subject finds you well, and I hope you find it useful. And if any of you want to meet with me or talk to me about this subject or ask me some question, I'm here and I'm very open to answer your question on vital transformation. Thank you and have a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you.